Hi everyone, welcome back to podcast Hubungan Internasional. This podcast is organized and produced by Department of International Relations, Universitas Gadjah Mada. I'm Suci Lestari Yuwana, will be the host for today's episode, and we will have a very nice discussion about gig CV. And what is gig CV and who is our guest speaker? I will introduce in a minute. Before that, let's try to watch a very nice and short introduction about gig CV.
Gig economy platforms offer a low threshold to enter labor market, and the experience gained from platform work is a valuable asset in finding other employment. Historically, gig platforms have kept data strictly to themselves, so gaining reputation and transaction data as a proof of work experience was difficult. Gig CV is flipping the script of the gig economy by becoming the means for creating more open data sharing standard, a legal framework, and a code of conduct. Gig CV is an easy tool for anyone working in or gaining work experience in the gig economy. With Gig CV, you'll be able to easily download your own reputation and transaction data, which serves as proof of your work experience and skills on connected platforms. This can lead to more work, better pay, and more opportunities. Unlocking this data can contribute to the position of the worker and make gig work a true stepping stone into the labor market. Visit gigcv.org now.
Okay, so that is a very nice introduction about gig CV. Now I would like to invite our guest here, Mr. Martin Aretz. He is the international expert on platform economy, and it's a very honor to have him in our podcast and discuss about gig CV, which is founded by Mr. Martin Aretz. Hi, Mr. Martin, how are you?
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you?
They're very nice to meet you too. Well, I look at the idea of your gig CV, and I think it's a very, very interesting idea. I'd like to discuss more with you today, because I think now the discussion about platform economy, gig economy is a very much worldwide issues, not only in the Netherlands, but also here in Indonesia. And I believe we will have very much insightful points from you. So to begin our discussion about gig CV, maybe could you explain a little bit, what is the concept behind gig CV initiative? What kind of global problems that initially you want to address in this initiative?
Yeah, thanks for your question. Also, thanks for having me here in this podcast and video. So when you look at the gig economy, so platforms mediating between demand and supply of work of short gigs from a couple of seconds till maybe 1 or 2 days, you see that this gig economy is growing worldwide. And of course, there are quite some discussions on the status of contract for the workers, transparency in algorithms, this kind of stuff. But also what you also see is that gig economy is a really easy way and low threshold for people to enter labor markets, because there's no formal recruiter that says yes or no. And if you want to only work for 2 hours a week, it's also fine. So everybody sees that people who are normally left behind in normal labor markets can work very easily working via platforms. But the problem with that is that people see, okay, it's a good stepping stone, but perspective is missing. So it's nice to start working via a platform, but don't do that work for 20 years. So how can you also make the next step? Because it's a nice first step, but then, yeah, then it stops. At the other side, there are also quite some discussions on data portability. So what they say is, okay, let's give the user or in this case of the gig economy, the worker of the platform, their data. And many big international research institutes acknowledge that, like the ILO. But then the question is, okay, and then what? Because you see in the discussion on data portability, there are many assumptions. So like the assumption that the data given to the worker will empower the worker. It would be nice, but we don't know because we don't do it. So this was a question that was keeping me not really awake, but busy for some years. So I then decided, okay, let's find out. So what I did is first a one-year research together with all the stakeholders in the debate. So the platforms, the labor unions, government institutions, the employment service, to the question of the data portability for gig workers. And then we had some answers, but still lots of questions, probably more questions than we started. And we also saw, okay, the only way to solve these questions is try to do it. So what I did is I invited some platforms in Netherlands because my network, but also my reputation in Netherlands within gig economy is quite good. So I asked these platforms, okay, are you willing to try this and to start a pilot called GigCV in a new standard of sharing data on reputation and transaction with their gig workers? And this was a process of about 9 months to 1 year. And it was launched in January this year. So GigCV is a set of agreements on data sharing between platforms and gig workers. So GigCV is not a platform, it's not a commercial service. It's a data sharing agreement combined with some legal documents to make it also GDPR compliance and some code of conduct. And this is being adopted by platforms and they implement this within their own platform. So the gig worker can download the GigCV for free, and GigCV is a PDF that they can download with the proof of work. So proof of work with the reviews, but also proof of work of, okay, how many gigs did you do? What kind of sectors, what skills did you use? And with the end goal to create a kind of a proof of work that the worker can use to find work elsewhere.
Well, thank you. That's a very clear explanations about the initiative on GigCV. The way I understand it, that first, there is a real problem on the continuity of gig worker as a profession. I mean, this is the world where we are now having a lot of new development on understanding the nature of work. And I think gig worker is part of it. And of course, the idea is what is the future for this gig worker. And I think the way you're trying to initiate this GigCV is to address those problems of uncertainty for the future of gig workers. What I would like to ask further is about the implementations of this GigCV. Like, how do you think this GigCV can work? Because when you mentioned that this CV can be downloaded by the workers, the gig workers, it means it's a free, right? So yep. no cost applied to the workers to download this CV. And my question, how is it possible to do that?
Yeah, so good question, because I really believe this should be free for the worker, but also sharing this story international. Many people think, okay, but it's another way of exploiting workers by selling them data they already own. So yes, it's free for the worker. And so if you talk about data portability, so taking data from point one to point B, if you talk to a data portability expert, it will be complex in about 10 seconds. So data portability is a very complex subject. And it also makes that it takes lots of time. Or first, maybe it makes that many things don't happen because of it's too complex. If they happen, it costs much time. And then it needs to be on such a scale, because to really make sure all the complex processes are being okay. So for example, the revenue model. So how do you make money to pay your cost for the service? Most initiatives I interviewed the last years that try to do this, they had really trouble in finding a way of monetizing this data to also pay their own bills and also their investors, of course. And this was a kind of a rat race that they were in, because how more things they invented for the business model, how more complex it became. So what I then decided is, okay, we're not going to build anything central. So we're really going to facilitate others with a set of tenders and agreements, which they can implement within their platform. They don't need to pay for the platforms. They only pay a small entrance fee and a annual fee for the maintenance of the technology and the legal documents. And from there, creating ACV costs nothing. So like now, so we launched about a month ago in Netherlands with four platforms. And via these four platforms, 50,000 gig workers can download their GigCV. Over 1,000 CVs are now downloaded. And the cost of the cloud of creating these CVs was 3 cents. So by only making it really simple and not too complex within money, processes, and these kind of stuff, that's also the only way of keeping it also affordable, and then also make it able to offer it for free to the workers themselves.
So the idea is the data is decentralizing the data. Is that what you mean to try to reduce the cost of providing GigCFE?
Yes, and not only cost, but also really to keep the process simple to be able to do it at all. So let's say if you work via three platforms, you need to download the GigCFE on every platform. There's no data combines. There's also no central data storage because central storage also means complexity. Complexity means also need for money. So the only thing that happens is that the PDF is being generated on a central cloud place somewhere in the European clouds, but it's only something behind the scenes. So the gig worker never leaves the platform while downloading GigCFE. It all happens within the platform. And the only central thing we offer is the PDF tool for the platforms to make it easier for them to implement. But also there's no central data storage. So the only thing I see is how many downloads there are from which platforms. That's it.
So the workers will download the CV on the platform that they're working. Is that correct? Right.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
So then it's also a show demonstrate the to in order to realize this initiative, we need to work together with platform who willing to provide CV to their workers, right?
Yes, but I think that's the only way in collaborating, focusing on people that want and don't people that don't want. So, of course, there are platforms that didn't want to implement it at first. So I started with platforms that really had this proactive attitude and also were willing to also take the risk because they say yes to something where nobody knew where it was going to, because it was a process of a year of developing and also some research among the clients and the workers to find out, okay, do workers want to take their data with them? And also, if you're also going to import this data within a new platform, which is the next step for GigCFE, would it also contribute to the hiring intention of the clients? So just the easy question, does this data has any value for the worker, yes or no? So, and from there, the standard is being set. And from there, I'm not talking to the platforms that weren't really this enthusiastic in the starts, but also now see, because their competitors are doing it, that it's the only way forward. And from there, I really want to convince the whole labor markets, because in the end, gig economy is just a really small part of the markets of mediation between demand and supply of labor. You also have temp agencies. That is, I think, a maybe 1,000x bigger market than gig markets. They also have lots of data about their workers. And of course, it's logical that it starts with platforms because they are really digital first. So they really think about digital processes, which also make it much easier to implement. And they also have a completely different mindset within this process. But in the end, my ambition is also to also convince the traditional matchmakers in labor markets that a lock-in based on keeping the data is just a really weak model. And the new standard needs to be sharing data with the worker for the benefits of the worker and also in the end, also for the benefit of the company.
Right. So I think that's very nice to try to enlarge the idea that this GigCFE or data portability does not only limit it to gig economy, but also to expand it to the more general economy activities. But then if we discuss about what can we do with this kind of data, I mean, traditionally, the way I understand CV or the curriculum vitae is the data that we use in the CV is most like professional data, like for academicians, for example. We're using our educational backgrounds or publications and everything. But in this GigCV, what kind of data that actually being used and what kind of new or what is innovative from data in this CV if we look at into the labor market?
Yes, good question. I think to start, I think most CVs in labor markets are completely not to trust, because you can put anything on your CV. And if you look at the GigCV, so we decided only to put data on the GigCV that is also validated by the platform. So only data that is really data being collected by doing transactions. So the truth of the data is 100%. And I think that's unique in labor markets. So the data that we just extract from the platforms, it also, of course, depends on what data the platforms collects. But you can think about, okay, so what is your average review? How many gigs did you do? What kind of skills did you use doing these gigs? What are the skills for platform work at all? So we also made a small text together with a Dutch research institute, the TNO, to think about, okay, so what are skills to do gig work at all? because you also need to have, let's say, for example, digital skills, some written reviews if they apply on a platform. So these kind of, maybe also with two business platforms, okay, who were your five top clients, which companies, or for how many different families did you did home cleaning? So this data that's already on the platform, that is being collected on GigCV. So we don't leave any space for people to add data themselves, like education, like Glovo, the delivery platform is also having their own CV. They decided to allow that. But the reason why I only stick to this data is because they know for 100% the data is correct, because there was no way in changing this data.
Yeah, that's very interesting development of in building our personal capability, in the sense that we used to have this traditional data input from our educational background or professional experience. Now we will have more, how to say, way to demonstrate our capabilities. And I think it will be also more inclusive, in the sense that the non-formal workers now have more data source to build their own personal profile in the labor markets. For our last questions, I would like to discuss with you about the governance of this GigCV, because I think your idea is amazing. But then, of course, we have questions about some dilemma that may happen if we see this GigCV in the future become something normal and implemented by most actors or most workers. So in your point of view, what kind of governance is appropriate to the benefit of most people or most actors? Do you think we should leave this GigCV to the market mechanism, or more as a public infrastructures?
Yeah, interesting question. So I think the first step will be to validate if this data has any value for the worker before we're going to scale this. So the first step is also now is doing many researches together also with many scientists. So for every step, I work together with scientists of several universities to validate what's going on and to see, okay, on what way can you present the data that is for the benefit of the worker, and what kind of worker has the biggest benefits of GigCV. And of course, with logical thinking, you can come really far, but in the end, the proof is of course in the data. And then if we see, okay, this has any added value from a government perspective, I think, yeah, who should do this? So for now, I did it because I also saw nobody else was doing this, and also nobody else really had the credibility and the trust within the platform, but also within the formal institutions to start this, because there was, of course, lots of insecurity when we started. And from there, I really believe in open standards so that people, they just can adapt. So like with GigCV, many people, they ask, okay, Martin, how do you make money from GigCV? I hardly do. I have some subsidies to cover about maybe 20% of my time invested, but it's also more a intrinsic driven project. So I also don't have the urge of becoming big or the biggest. So my main goal is also to start this, to experiment, to also put valuable lessons within the public debate, but also in the scientific documentation. And from there, also inspire others also to pick this up. So is there somebody listening or watching that think, okay, I can do this better? Be my guest, call me, I will tell you everything I know, and then you're free to do with it what you want. Because I don't really believe in this lock-in on based ownership. So from governance, I really believe it would be work best when there are open standards, also with consent of as well the platform, but also the people that needs to receive the CV, like employers. Because in the end, it's nice to create a CV, but if the employers don't accept this, it's also worthless. And I think also the role of the government within this also would be just to facilitate these kind of things, maybe also to help and also to be a kind of a bridge builder in the debates between stakeholders, to create a kind of a code of conduct within data sharing, but also within reputation systems at all, and to really find a way to also secure this on long term. But I think especially also this foundation and security this in long term, I think there is where government can help with. From there, just make standards and data sharing agreements that can be used by most people, as thresholds to enter as low as possible, but also a governance by, who has to say something about it, also not discriminating on big or small platforms. So also with GigCV, if a big platform or a small platform wants to join, they pay the same amount of money, because else big platforms think they have something to say more than the others. They don't. So that's something just some of my thoughts. And I think it's also something that you also need to learn by experimenting. So it's not something that you need to really make formal from the beginning, because there's so many questions. So we also need to experiment. There also need to be different stakeholders in the debate trying to do this. So GigsWE is one of the initiatives. There are some more commercial initiatives in the world. There are probably also maybe governments thinking about. So I really want to invite everybody just to try and learn and also share these experiences in the end for the benefit of the worker.
Thank you, Martin. I mean, that's very nice that you're trying to make this initiative as an open and also more on experimental side of like more on social experiment. I imagine this is something like a Lego where GigsWE is only a part of it, and you trying to open more collaborations or any other idea in order to try to have, you know, more better future and continuity to the gig workers and also in the labor market in general. Thank you so much today for your time. I believe that maybe in the future we can, you know, have more collaborations between the Netherlands and Indonesia, for example. And then for those who are watching our podcast or listening our podcast, feel free to contact us, whether on Martijn Arets, you have your website, right? It's martijnarets.com. Yep. And also for the GigsWE, there is a website on gigsWE.org, which if you're interested to know more about what is GigsWE. And I hope today it could give more inspired to you who are listening, if you are interested about the gig platforms or platform economy in general. I hope you have more inspirations from our podcast today. Thank you again, Martijn, for your time. And yeah, see you again. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you very much.